Both Senator Kerry and President Bush have opted not to take federal matching funds for their primary campaigns. That means that before their party conventions this summer, both candidates can spend as much money as they want. After the conventions, they'll be limited to the $74.4 million they get from the government. Commentator Jay Bryant is a Republican political consultant. He says that if Kerry is the Democrats' choice, the 2004 campaign would mark the first time both parties' candidates opted not to take federal matching funds, and he says it would be a rare presidential election in which it became clear so early who the candidates would be.
Let's suppose Senator Kerry has the nomination locked up after the 10 primaries, including California, New York, and other delegate-rich states, being held on March 2nd. That means the de facto general election campaign is going to start way earlier than ever before, almost 5 months before the Democratic National Convention gets underway in Boston on July 26, and almost 6 months before the Republicans convene in New York on August 30th. The traditional start date for campaigns used to be Labor Day. This year, it's going to be more like St. Patrick's Day. It's one of those unintended consequences things, because although it's the de facto general election campaign, the pre-convention phase will operate on primary campaign rules, meaning that the candidates' spending is unlimited, and their money is strictly use it or lose it, because once the public financing period kicks in, the private money is unspendable. So Kerry can spend as much as he has up to July 26, promoting himself and attacking the president, who can do likewise to Kerry, only more so because he can keep going for another month plus. During that period, the weeks between the conventions, Mr. Bush has a huge advantage because his campaign can keep on spending his unlimited private money, while Kerry's spending will have to be subtracted from his $74 million general election allowance. Mr. Bush won't start using up that allocation until the Republican convention chairman says the magic words, sine die. The likelihood is that during the March to August phase of the race, we voters will be subjected to a vastly bigger campaign than ever before. In recent decades, the two parties have spent their soft money during this period, but soft money couldn't be spent on direct candidate advocacy, and now the McCain-Feingold Act has curtailed it altogether. So hard money, the candidates' own war chests, will fill the vacuum. At the start of 2004, Mr. Bush's campaign had $100 million in the kitty, and more flows in every day. Kerry, as he becomes more and more certainly the nominee, will move aggressively to unite his party and rake in millions from supporters of his primary opponents, fence-sitters, and traditional Democratic contributors. I believe the candidates may well wind up spending at a faster clip before the conventions than after, when they will be limited to their $74 million federal grants. Some observers believe the messages of the pre-convention period are likely to be more negative than in the fall, too, although that remains to be seen. Regardless of whether the candidates go positive or negative, the spring and summer of 2004 seems certain to feature an unprecedented and relentless out-of-season blizzard of radio and TV ads, volunteer canvassing, personalized mailings, automated telephone calls, and other political stuff. Ready or not, here it comes.
Jay Bryant is a Republican political consultant.